This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being party, being the party? Yeah, sure. Being part of the problem. I mean, part of the solution, not part of the problem. God, I think I'm part of the problem at this point. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what's happening, who's doing what, where, and how. You can also give me your email address there, because we send out an email once a week, as I said. Or, if you want to be notified by text message, you want to just simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and I want to get on this. I got so many stories I want to try to get through. Yeah, I appreciate you guys for hanging in there. I know, man, I must, some of these stories I go through like rapid fire. Yes, as I just heard. Yes, you do. All right. So the first story, I love this one. The Liberal Church sponsors drag queen story time. Isn't that wonderful? No, I mean, seriously, I mean, that's what, let's not talk about Jesus or God or anything along those lines. That would be, you know, way too much to ask for, maybe, I don't know. Right? Didn't we just go through one of the libraries that actually had a pedophile that was dressing up as a drag queen? That's how much work they did to check out to make sure that your kids were safe. Liberal Church in Texas is sponsoring a drag queen story hour for children after the local library canceled the event. In Austin, reports that Open Cathedral Church in Lender has rented a room in the public library and will host the event. The church will be paying the fees for rent out of the room, which is available to all members of the public to rent as well. So far, they got nearly 400 people saying they plan to attend. Open Cathedral Church is a progressive church that embraces LGBTQ ideology. Lead minister Ryan Hart said that the church has received an overwhelming amount of positive feedback from both their members. You know, I always love these churches that use the fact that people are excited about it. Right? You think if they had like adultery weekend where the church accepted adultery, you know, you could be an adulterer and it was no big deal. It was part of whatever. I mean, think about all the things that they could make okay and right and what have you. You think these people would push back against it? Is that what they use? Is they're going to use the approval of the community to decide whether they're teaching the right stuff? Because that's not what Jesus did. If he was looking for the approval of the community, he sure didn't know what approval meant, that's for sure. Got him put on a cross. And I love the Open Cathedral Church as a progressive. What does that mean? You know, I love this one. God loves her gay child. Or, I'm sorry, her gay children. These are their signs, not mine. If God didn't want, I mean, some of these things, they're just stupid. Gay or straight, our kids are great. Well, kids are great, when they, except when they're not. You know what I'm saying? If God didn't make homos, there wouldn't be any. Right. Just like God, you know, he didn't make pedophiles, but we have those. He didn't make murderers, but we have those. You know, he didn't make robbers, but we have them. I mean, what a lame. Come up with real things, not cutesy little things. I mean, seriously. The event was originally canceled due to the negative feedback within the community. The drag queen is expected to read to children about how wonderful it is to be different and special. Look, I can do story time. I can do it from Jesus' point of view, how wonderful it would be to be different and special. How wonderful it would be not to over-sexualize your kids. How wonderful it would be for little girls and little boys to just do the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, not to have to watch all this sexualization on TV. Not to have to learn about relationships at 4 or 5, different kinds of relationships at 4 or 5 or 6 years old. I mean, we could teach all kinds of stories about what Jesus could consider to be, I won't say normal, but I will say part of the day. Right? How it was to be different. Well, Jesus was a little different, don't you think? Really funny how the left will beat on devoutly religious people as being weird and different and special. And that's bad. But you have drag queens reading to kids at the library. That's totally normal and okay. And we shouldn't say anything. Now, there used to be an old term that I used a lot, and I still would use it. You know, you got the inmates running the asylum. When you look at what they come down with, here in California, you know, 12-year-olds can have, a 12-year-old girl could have an abortion, her parents would never know about it. Does that sound normal and right to you? Christian Journal reports that Mayor Troy Hill also remarked in a statement that the controversial social issue like this shouldn't be addressed in places like libraries. During the past drag queen story hours at libraries, critics have expressed concerns for child safety and sexual predators coming in contact with the children. And we've seen it. Right? I mean, we've had a couple where pedophiles masking as drag queens were in there reading to these kids. What will it take? What will it take for this to stop? Joe Mancini, your host, is on the Real Side. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. So let's get right back at it, because, I mean, based on some of the comments I'm getting, there might be some misunderstanding here. Okay? First of all, let's put things in perspective. We're talking about a church who is now having drag queen hour, and drag queens read to kids. The church is, what is the church's job? The church's job is to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not the gospel of whatever feels good for the moment, what you think the people around you might like or want to be involved in. It's not how it works. Right? And as far as drag queens reading to kids, sponsored by a church so that they can teach the kids how wonderful it is to be different and special, why can't the pastor or the people involved in the churches being teach the kids what it's like to be wonderful and special and how wonderful and special Jesus is, which is what the church is supposed to be built around? And why don't you actually do some studying? Show me where it's okay to do this kind of thing. Now, the story's about drag queens, which is why I'm on the drag queen thing, if you would. Why would you have drag queens reading to these kids in a church-sponsored event about how wonderful it is to be different? Why not have younger kids who have been through stuff, who were different in the community, who didn't get into all the drugs, the alcohol, the vaping, the drinking, whatever the situation is, because they wanted to be different, because they wanted to be special. Just saying. These churches are all trying to fit in and trying to be PC and want the community to love them. Jesus said they would hate them for his sake. So whose side do you want? Now, notice at no time in any of these segments if I said you're to hate on these people, you're to beat on them, you're to hurt them, you're to do any. Notice I don't say any of that. Because Jesus doesn't even tell us to do that. He tells us to pray for them. And that's what we should be doing. We should be praying for these churches that really think they got it going on. Oh, it's so good. The community loves what we're doing. Oh, great. Yeah, go read the story about Sodom and Gomorrah. The community was loving what was going on there. It's not about what the community wants. When it comes to the church stuff, it's all about what you should be teaching. Nothing to do with making the community feel good. If you got extra resources, you got enough people, then yeah, you do. You go out in the community. You help people out that need help. You help the people that are widows and orphans, as the word says. Right? And then they make a big deal of the fact that I said during the past drag queen story hours, blah, 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 critics have expressed concern for child safety and sexual predators because they've proven it's there. It's lurking. It's around. You know, think about everything. We're going to normalize all this now. You had a kid, 11 years old? An 11-year-old drag queen? Are we serious? Pole dancing in New York at night in a bar, which is illegal to begin with, but it was so cute and so nice, and he's finding himself, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. Think of all that attention. Think of all the child stars in the Hollywood and basic shows in the trouble that they have later on in life. Are we serious? Minister Hart said that the church has already begun to the interview process to select the so-called queen who will volunteer to read. Church leaders will be meeting with people interested in volunteering, conducting background checks. Well, that's great. At least they're doing that. That last guy that got caught as a pedophile at one of these libraries. Yes, that's right. You took your kid to a public library because they told you it was safe. They told you that they checked all these drag queens, and they didn't. And one of them was a convicted pedophile. What could happen? I'm always with my kids. No, you're not always with your kids, number one. And number two, when you befriend somebody, after a period of time, you start trusting them with your children. Reports have come out about numerous events targeting young children with LGBTQ activism, including a middle school in North Carolina that invited two drag queens to speak with students about their personal identity and gender. The drag queen spoke on a panel encouraging children to celebrate the LGBTQ lifestyle. Okay? But here's the deal. This is not what churches are supposed to be teaching. Again, I'm going to go back to what I said before. They should be teaching about the gospel of Christ. Period. You teach the gospel of Christ and the biblical principles, basic biblical principles, and all that other stuff. That's going to fall on the line. Okay, the love, the understanding. Right, he didn't, look it, Remember the adulteress? And they were going to stone her, and Jesus was there. And he told them, you know, the first one without sin, go ahead, throw your stone. Give me the Reader's Digest version. They all dropped their stones, they left. He looked at the woman, he says, where are your accusers? Right? And then what did he say to her? Did he tell her, I saved you on this one, next time don't get caught? I saved you on this one, make sure when you have fun you use protection? I saved you on this one, go have as much sex as humanly possible? No, it was really simple. For those of you in church, you don't, you're in a real liberal church, you don't believe in right and wrong, Jesus himself said, go sin no more. So apparently, the sex out of wedlock, the adultery, whatever she was committing, was sin. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have called it that. Really that simple. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to over-philosophize it. You don't need three seminary graduates to figure it out. It's really quite simple. So for churches to be sponsoring these kind of things without really, truly sticking to the Word of God, don't call yourself a church. I mean that sincerely. Don't call yourself a Christian church when you totally ignore Christian principles. It makes no sense unless you're trying to deceive people. In which case, I don't want to be you at the end times. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, not kind of, sort of, but truly being part of the conversation, because I want you all part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump rolling out a health care plan that takes further steps towards weakening what was called Obamacare. He says millions of Americans would benefit from these quality and affordable health care plans.
The previous administration imposed crushing fines and other penalties on HRAs to
prevent employees from selecting the plan of their choice. It was impossible. With today's action, we are eliminating all of those restrictions.
Critics say many Americans will be drawn to the plans by the low prices, but we'll find out later many basic procedures are not covered, and they could end up paying a whole lot more later. Opponents of the president's ban on transgender people serving in the military being handed a setback as a federal court's ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision lifting the ban because it says it didn't show enough deference to the military's judgment. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Get involved in the conversation, right? I mean, it's the only way that we hear... Look, you got to hear my point of view. I have to hear yours. I have to hear others. I have to get an idea of how you're coming at this. Right? I mean, that's the best way to do it. I want to know how you're coming at the thing. How do you come up with the mindset that you have? How do you get the results that you get? It's really that easy for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, Biden supporters, and this happens all the time. I just don't even, this is why I keep telling you, get to know the person, get to know the people that you're supporting. But I can't tell you how many Biden supporters didn't know that some of those shocking racist quotes were his. They think they're Trump's. Take a look.
I'm Gavin Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at Marymount University reading offensive quotes to students and asking them if they think they're Joe Biden's or Donald Trump's. What they don't know is that all the quotes are actually Joe Biden. What will his supporters say when they find that out? Let's ask them. Who would you vote for in the presidential election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
I would probably have to go with leadership, which is Joe Biden. Personally, I would go for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I have a few quotes for you here. I want you to guess who said them between Donald Trump or Joe Biden, all right?
Okay.
Somewhat controversial quotes from the past. First quote, you cannot go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. Who do you think said that?
Trump.
Trump.
That sounds like a Trump quote.
That's a big yikes. But I might say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Next up, this was to a largely African-American audience. Quote, if my opponent wins, they're going to put you all back in chains.
Trump again.
Wow. I still think that's Donald Trump.
Oh, definitely Trump.
Trump.
Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
Next up, this was about President Obama. He called him, quote, the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean.
Probably Trump.
I'll go Trump again.
Who do you think said that?
I think Trump said that.
Donald Trump.
What if I told you that all of those are actually Joe Biden?
All right, there it is.
That's surprising.
Yeah, very.
That's crazy.
Is that surprising?
Yeah.
That's not. Oh, that's bad.
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty racist, so not really good.
Ah, well, that's surprising.
That's really surprising.
Why is that surprising?
I've never heard any of those things before, so the fact that she told me that, now I'm like, damn, is he really who he say he is?
I don't think that's something I want to really support.
Would this potentially impact your vote?
Of course.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, like, since I thought all that was Trump, like, I thought, like, that was going to be a slam dunk. But apparently, you know, I got to reconsider that. So I just look more in depth, really.
Would these quotes potentially lead you to another candidate?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
I want you to think about this, though. We can make fun of these people all day long. This is easy stuff. Low-hanging fruit, as they say. But I want you to think about this. Where are they getting their information? They're talking to each other. They got, you know, Twitter, social media, you know, what they well, I was going to say newspaper. None of them read the newspaper. I mean, they're in a very small bubble. They're on college campuses. What do you think the professors are saying? Who's the racist? Isn't it funny how, before he said this, if you asked either one of them, any of them, is Biden a racist? They would have said no. Is Trump a racist? Yes. But what I would have loved to have said is, okay, let's go a little further with this. Tell me, give me a specific or proof of a specific thing that Trump did that, which is racist, or actually said that's racist. And then I would turn around and then go to the Biden thing. Okay, so you're so sure that Biden is racist. Here's some of the things he said. Would you consider that racist? And look at their eyes. Look at their faces.
Personally, probably. I would have to really do my research.
Yeah, I think it would.
Would these quotes impact your potential support of him?
Yes.
I'm surprised. Surprised.
Why is that surprising?
Because then you hear a lot of media saying Trump usually is the one targeting and making fun of the other classes. But then you see Joe Biden making some executive decisions when he was vice president that you didn't really see in television. So I guess, to a point, I guess media does play a role.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Thanks so much for watching.
You know, and if you can, you know, head over to Campus Reform whenever you can. If you really want to see what's going on these college campuses, crazy stuff that's happening. And this is not uncommon. This is going on everywhere. There's truly nothing new here. And your kids are out on these college campuses. Your nieces, your nephews, your friends, they're out here on college campuses. And this is what they're being fed by their professors. Right? Others around them, this is what they're learning on a regular basis. And if you don't think that that's weird, I don't even know what to tell you. If you don't think that that's weird, bad, wrong, then I don't even know where to go. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. From the land of fruit and nuts, or should I say fruits and nuts, California's now moving to let felons serve on juries. So first it was illegals that were going to serve on juries. Then it was, what are we going to do? We're going to have illegals doing poll watching, right?
Serving on jury duty.
Yeah. They would serve on jury, but not only that, they were going to work the polls. I mean, just kind of do anything, that, you know, just normalize them as much as humanly possible. Right? So the state of California has made no secret that it wants to let as many people out of prison. And that's the other thing, too. They're just so simple. It's just so they don't want people in prison. They really don't. They don't want to enforce these laws that they don't think are a big deal, that they find... notice that nothing has any personal responsibility to some of these legislators. Everything has everything to do with your socioeconomic, how you grew up, where you lived or live. From the early release of inmates through AB 109 to the filling parole boards with felon-friendly commissioners to decriminalizing a litany of felonies and drug offenses... I mean, petty larceny now in California is anything under $1,000. You go to a house, you steal a gun, you know what? Petty larceny. They can let you go just by giving you a citation. You don't end up in court anymore with this stuff. You don't get arrested and thrown in jail. It's just crazy. And when they decriminalized all that stuff, right, it helped them reduce the inmate population. It's like, look what a great job we're doing. You're not doing a great job when you let them in the front door and out the back. That's what the problem in Chicago they were talking about. The cops even said the problem we have, it's that even when these guys come in here on gun charges, you know, weapons possession, drugs, they're in and out of here in hours. It's too easy for them. Despite all these efforts, the number of inmates hasn't dropped dramatically enough to satisfy the state's ruling Democrats, so they're kicking the tires on a different approach altogether. Now, think about this. Let's put some convicted felons on the jury, because all those guys and girls who thought that they were wrongly convicted are going to start letting their friends off. Don't you think they're going to show up for a jury? They're even talking about paying jurors in California. That's come up a couple of times. The most recent push in Senate Bill 310, it's authored by State Senator Nancy Skinner. She's a Democrat out of Berkeley. And would allow Californians to have prior felony convictions to serve on juries. You know, in a press release promoting the proposal, Skinner wrote, "This bill will help ensure that the California juries represent a fair cross-section of our communities." What was unfair? You mean law-abiding citizens don't get to be equally represented? So let me ask you a question. Let's just say for numbers' sake, let's see how honest these people are being, right? Let's say jury's 12 people. Let's say that, just make it easy because I don't have that many fingers or toes. Let's say that the way it looks is that 2 out of every 12 people have been incarcerated for a felony. You want a representative jury? Then you put 2 felons on the jury, right? But the way they have it now, you're going to have felons. You're going to have illegals who don't understand English. And maybe a few American citizens. Does that sound healthy to you? Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate your time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time you spend just hanging out, listening to the show, making comment. Those are all really cool and good things. And again, like I said, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, it's really funny when you come to California, or you think about coming to California, you think about what goes on here. You see those pictures of how pretty the coast is and how nice everything is and what have you. But the reality is when you're sitting here, you look at what's going on to the state. You just have to scratch your head and go, like, why would anybody come out here? Why would anybody want to come and live here between the taxes and everything else that's going on and how much worse it's getting? You know, the sad part about it, and somebody's going to go, well, that's a racist comment. No, actually, it's not. You're going to have to learn Spanish to live here. Now, I grew up in a heavy Italian neighborhood. Most of the people there spoke Italian, but guess what? They spoke broken English, too. And when they were in the store, they were speaking English to them because they were on American soil. They were paying with American dollars. They weren't paying with lira. But California's making it so that it's really kind of its own little state of anarchy. Come on, think about it. We're going to have felons as jurors. I mean, give it time. They're going to make pedophilia is going to be a normal thing here. Right? I mean, we're talking about the bill that Representative or Assemblyperson Skinner wrote in California that would allow jurors to be made up of felons. Really that simple. There's no legitimate reason why they should be barred from serving on the jury. Really? How about we do an interview first to find out if they really feel like that they went to jail righteously, that they actually did serve their time, that they actually did something wrong, and that's why they were in jail? Do you really want a jury filled with people that think that they were wrongly convicted and therefore they're going to let everybody else go? Is that really what you want? You want another Kate Steinle moment? Where they let an illegal off after killing that young lady. Yes, you heard me, killing that young lady. Currently, felons are prevented from serving on juries because of their obvious and inherent bias against prosecutors and law enforcement. Think of it from that point of view. What if a jury doesn't like the way the prosecutor asks a question and it reminds him or her of what the prosecution was like when he was sitting there? And do you believe that this is a utopian mindset that everybody's good, right? That the MS-13 gang members are not animals. Why don't you go, you know, for those of you, I know you libs will never do this anyway, but I know some of you listen to the show, but for those of you who troll the show, why don't you go just do something as simple as Googling? They haven't cleaned that up yet. Google horrendous crimes of MS-13 gangs. And I dare you to read three stories without crying. I dare you to read three stories without being horrified. What the heck? And if you read those three stories, all right, for real, and it doesn't make you crazy, it doesn't make you hurt, then you're cold. You're just cold and dull. It's really that simple. And people who have had family members in law enforcement are excused from jury duty all the time. You know why? I want you to think about this. Because of the possibility of bias, even unconscious bias. So here's law enforcement who have retired, right? People who have family members that are law enforcement. They are excused from jury duty. They can't serve on jury duty because they might be biased. However, a felon would never think about being biased, would they? How can someone who served time be considered free of bias? I mean, this is what I'm telling you. This is why I say they're lunatics. And it makes no distinction between violent and nonviolent offenders. Right? And it even allows felons who are still on probation or on parole to serve. Imagine serving your time, getting out of the clink, then getting sentenced to 6 months of jury duty on an insurance fraud case. Right? And you haven't yet paid your debt to society. I mean, this most of the stories like this that come out of California seem like they should have been written for the Twilight Zone episode, right? Come on. Wouldn't they? This is just. If you had told people these stories 20 years ago, what do you think they would have said to you? Right? They would say, "Oh no, that stuff doesn't happen. You're nuts. It's not real." God bless. More crazy stories. I love this stuff. By the way, I love these. The far so. A federal court of appeals ruled against the Trump administration. on their blanket ban of abortions for legal immigrant teens. So here's the thing I don't understand. Let's just say, okay, fine, whatever. Right, the appeals court ruled against the Trump administration, and these are for illegal immigrants that come across the border. Right, once they get across here, they're entitled to health care. Abortion is not health care. So I don't know how to get it. So under the policy introduced in 2017, shelters holding immigrant teens in government custody were not allowed to give children access to abortions. The policy was blocked by a judge in 2018. Now, the judge said the government could not deny minors the right to make reproductive decisions, a ruling that was again upheld on Friday. Now, here's the thing. I don't understand. First of all, we're finding out most of these kids who come over that are pregnant, they're not even with their parents. They're not even with anybody of authority. Now, how do we know the parents want them to have an abortion? Right? And there's a teen Vogue column that I won't do it tonight that gives step-by-step instructions to minors on how to get abortions without parental consent. Right? These people, they're sick. They are truly sick and deranged people. So what they're teaching your kids, and you're allowing it, because you're not fighting it, you're allowing it. What they're teaching your kids is anything justifies the means. Any lying, any actions, anything you do is okay as long as what you get, what you want in the end. And when I grew up, what was the line? The end does not justify the means. You do not do anything you can do to get what you want if it hurts other people. Or if you have to lie. Just amazing. Now, the court took it as upholding the right of abortion. That's not the point here. I don't want to pay for your abortion. We shouldn't have to pay for your abortion. The ACLU said the Trump administration's cruel policy of blocking immigrant women from accessing abortion in federal custody was a blatant abuse of power. They want to get abortions? Who's paying for it? That's what I'm about. Who's paying for it? And I'm sure they'll find somebody. I'm sure Soros has got some cookie jar money lying around he can use for that. Lorene Silberman, one of the judges on the panel who was appointed to the bench by former President Ronald Reagan, she wrote a dissent saying that he did not support a class action lawsuit by the ACLU. He also argued that officials should have a limited window to transfer a minor out of the government custody to the care of a sponsor, where the child could then obtain an abortion without government assistance. There's nothing in the Constitution about us assisting people for their medical bills, their quote-unquote reproductive health issues. Now, the administration has two options to appeal this, two ways to appeal this decision. They can ask the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit to hear the case or taking a challenge to the Supreme Court. That's what I would do. This is gonna pile up on the court. You got to make this so uncomfortable for those Supreme Court justices to take this on. And you know they don't want to do it. Right? I mean, look at this. The ACLU said they're going to continue fighting to make sure that the Trump administration is permanently blocked from obstructing young immigrant minors, let's say what it really is, young illegal immigrants. They say access to crucial health care and the constitutional right to abortion. And this is where they're wrong, because the Constitution does not apply to everybody on the planet. It's not a constitution of the planet of Earth. It's the Constitution for the United States. Every country has their own. Here's where our forefathers screwed up, where they didn't specifically say, these rules are for us. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. And be back here on Monday. I don't want to have to miss you. Have a great rest of the day.